politics and a border battle.
I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border if necessary.
Is a missing Saudi journalist dead?
It certainly looks that way to me. It's very sad.
Justice Department eyes Catholic Church.
This federal inquiry is unprecedented.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The issue of the southern border is front and center again 18 days before the important midterm elections. CBS's Chip Reed says President Trump has threatened to use the military to close the border, and he's laying blame.
They wanted that caravan, and there are those that say that caravan didn't just happen.
At a rally in Missoula, Montana, the president accused Democrats without any evidence of supporting a caravan of about 3,000 migrants heading for the U.S. border.
The crazy Democrats refuse to support any form of border security legislation.
In addition to this latest caravan, now at the Mexico-Guatemala border, a U.S. Border Patrol official tells CBS News there has been an increase in large groups attempting to cross into the U.S. together. On October 2nd, Border Patrol agents encountered a group of 164 adults and children near the border, and on September 25th, a group of 264 migrants.
Well, when it comes to the disappearance of a journalist who is critical of Saudi Arabia's rulers, Mr. Trump is now shifting his tone.
The president was asked if Jamal Khashoggi is in fact dead.
It certainly looks that way to me. It's very sad.
Mr. Trump promised very severe consequences for Saudi Arabia if its leaders are found to be responsible.
We'll be making a statement, a very strong statement, but we're waiting for the results of about three different investigations, and we should be able to get to the bottom fairly soon.
Secretary of State Pompeo says the Saudis should be given a few more days to complete their review. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
And Mike Pompeo denies a report that says he heard audio and was shown a transcript by Turkish officials of a recording purporting to detail Khashoggi's killing. Turkey denies it, too. At his Montana rally, President Trump praised Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte as a tough cookie. He's the man who pleaded guilty to assault after he attacked a reporter last year.
Never wrestle him. You understand that? Never. Any guy that can do a body slam, he's my kind.
The Justice Department's demanding documents from Catholic officials in Pennsylvania as it opens an investigation into sexual abuse by priests. CBS's Nikki Batiste says it comes on the heels of a state effort that detailed decades of abuse and hundreds of victims.
Investigators are seeking a broad range of information, from possession of child pornography to priests transporting children across state lines.
This is a moment in history like we've never seen before when it comes to child sex abuse.
Marcy Hamilton is a constitutional law expert at the University of Pennsylvania and the founder of a child abuse advocacy group.
My assumption is that there are many instances of priests in the state of Pennsylvania taking children to New York or to New Jersey, to the New Jersey shore. I think those are probably moments that this investigation is looking at pretty closely.
Well, 93 women are suing the University of Southern California, alleging they were sexually abused or harassed by a former school gynecologist. Riley Ransom is one of them.
It sickens me to my core that this could have been prevented, not only for me, but for the other women here with me in this room and for the hundreds of others outside these walls.
Well, the suit alleges the university ignored decades of complaints about Dr. George Tyndall, who retired last year. USC vows to reach a respectful resolution. The Navy says sailors were injured but none seriously in the crash of a helicopter on the flight deck of the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan right after takeoff. The carrier is off the coast of the Philippines. The Taliban vows to disrupt tomorrow's parliamentary elections in Afghanistan. Voting will be delayed a week in Kandahar because of yesterday's attack that killed the province's police chief. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Kabul says plenty is at stake in the first national voting there in 8 years.
There are more than 2,500 candidates fighting for 249 seats in parliament. More than 5,000 polling stations open across the nation, but more than 2,000 have already been closed due to a high risk of attack. 10 candidates have been assassinated in the last 2 months. It hasn't deterred candidates like Afghan-American Maryam Solomon Hale. She decided to move here all the way from Los Angeles, where she was a businesswoman.
People are sick of seeing men being corrupt. It's a fresh face. It's something new.
You are a candidate. You're a woman. You're an American.
Yeah.
You're a prime target for the Taliban.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the American University, we found young students willing to take the risk to get out and vote.
We have to stand tall when we have this crisis in our country. And if we don't, then we're going to fall apart.
I'm too young to die, but still, my country is important for me.
A successful election will not only help shape the new government, but send a message of defiance to those against it. Charlie Daggett, CBS News, Kabul.
Here at home, Starkist has admitted it helped keep canned tuna prices artificially high.
Come and get your gift, Starkist.
Sorry, Charlie.
The Justice Department says the company that gave us Charlie the tuna in TV ads faces a fine of up to $100 million. The scheme surfaced when the owner of Chicken of the Sea tried but failed to buy Bumblebee back in 2015. It's the second largest jackpot in U.S. history, and it's up for grabs tonight in the Mega Millions game, $970 million. These folks lined up to buy tickets for a chance to win at a liquor store in Hawthorne, California.
Pay off all my bills and take care of my children. I only have eight of them.
And we spend it.
My family gets taken care of and a lot of charities.
No one's matched all six numbers to win the top prize in almost 3 months. The defending World Series champion Houston Astros were trying to make something happen last night, trailing Boston in Game 4 of the American League Championship Series.
He reaches up, he makes the catch, and the Red Sox have won the American League pennant for the 14th time in their history.
That's how it sounded on the Red Sox network. The Dodgers look to join Boston in the World Series tonight. LA's got a 3-2 NLCS edge on Milwaukee. With smoking indoors taboo pretty much everywhere, people go outside to light up. It's off limits there, too, in some places, yet that always doesn't stop smokers. CBS's Larry Miller looks at a controversy in Great Britain.
A hospital in Wakefield, England is shaming smokers who ignore outdoor no-smoking signs. Staff, visitors, and patients can press a button to blast pre-recorded messages through loudspeakers.
Do you think you could put out your cigarette? Someone's nanny, granddad, mommy, or daddy is having their cancer treatment today.
A pro-smoking group describes the move as Orwellian, but hospital officials insist patients, medical staff, and visitors should not have to pass through clouds of damaging smoke. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 19th of October. The broadcast produced this week by Matt Cherry and 30-year CBS News veteran Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.